Why should you use Property Inspector LLC to inspect your new home? Because our home inspectors are so thorough in their evaluation of the property you're considering purchasing. We mean it when we say we won't let you get stuck buying a money pit. Property Inspector LLC has protected more than 3,500 home buyers in the Northwest because they're one of the best in the business. Don't get stuck with a bunch of unexpected post-closing expenses. Dial 425-985-3289 now. That's 425-985-3289 to schedule your home inspection today. Property Inspector LLC, located in the greater Seattle area and east side.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
In the middle of
welcome back to Brashonomics. I'm Ben Brashen. Today, talking about what it takes to not only have a foundation for your financials, but quite literally, Jim Estrada is here to tell us what a foundation is and how why it's important to your home. Jim has been inspecting homes for almost 10 years and has performed over 3,500 inspections. And today, Jim, you're here to talk to us about the problems, causes, cures of home foundations. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ben. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me, as we talked about earlier, and also we've talked about in other shows. There doesn't seem to be a financial foundation for a lot of what's going on. But what we're really discussing is, you know, when you have your home, it's built on a foundation. And there's you know, explain to maybe everybody what the foundation is and what types of foundations there are.
Well, foundations come in typically kind of three modes nowadays. We have a basement, okay, which typically is an 8-foot ceiling dug down into the ground. And these will vary per areas of the country, okay? Typically in the Northeast, where it's a very cold climate and we have a real freeze problem, the ground will actually freeze 3, 3.5 feet deep back in the Northeast. So they pretty much always have basements. We have crawl spaces, which we have lots of them here, much more of a moderate climate. And that's typically if I have to go in them, they're a 4-foot crawl space. And then we also have a
slab. You're taller than 4 feet, Jim.
Well, I realize that, but you know what? As long as I can get on my hands and knees, it's okay. It's when you got to do the full belly crawl that it gets to be a problem. And then the other foundation is a slab, and that's basically just a slab of concrete. Now, they do pour a footing around the perimeter, and that basically keeps the slab in place. One of the problems with slabs is the fact that most of the builders, for some reason, they don't come back after they pour that footing and compact the dirt. They should compact some gravel and sand in there. And just like building any kind of a foundation, be it in life or for the house, you got to do all of the steps to make it right.
Then when you're looking at the steps that to do it right, I mean, obviously there must be problems if it's not done right. So what are some ideas that people may be able to, or some things that people may be able to check out to find out if their home is having a foundation problem?
Well, foundation problems, there are a lot of different signs that we can have from them. One of them is certainly uneven and sloping floors. Okay, now if we've got a basement or a slab, we know exactly what's happening. The ground is finally settling. If the builder had come back and compacted it down and get it to solid soil, because when we build a house and we put the foundation in, we take that to virgin soil, which is basically totally compacted and very, very strong and support the house, no problem. But during the construction mode, they basically bring up a lot of the dirt and basically just kind of fluff it up so there's air in there. Oftentimes moisture gets in there, and then they just pour concrete right over the top. So that's why you oftentimes see your front porch settling, your garage slab settling. They pour the floor for the basement after they pour in the walls and the foundation. And so that can also settle out.
Okay, so when you say settle, what should somebody be looking for then? I mean, is there a crack? Is it just falling? Is it,
well,
do they need slab jack?
It can be a number of different things, and slab jack does do the job for some of those issues. Sometimes it just actually, the whole thing drops, and it can drop evenly. It can drop unevenly. You can have a slope to your floor. You can end up with a number of different cracks. So that'll just impact the actual slab. Now, there are also cracks in the exterior that can happen because of the settling, okay? When we have different things happen to the soil, moisture is our biggest issue in terms of foundations. And I was just looking at an interesting thing the other day on the internet. I was kind of pulling up foundations, making a little bit of preparation for the show. And when I typed in foundation, you know what I got? Maybelline.
That's probably because they pay a lot more for that top spot than foundations for houses. Bigger company.
They pay big money for that. Anyway, water is really the biggest problem in terms of foundations. So we need to make sure that we have good sloping away from the house in terms of drainage. We ideally like to see a minimum of 1/4 inch per foot for 6 feet away from the house. We need to have a good drainage system around the house. And oftentimes, if you're having a house built, they're pouring the footings, they're actually pouring them into wet trenches. And that doesn't work. It weakens the concrete and it also weakens the soil.
What are some other things outside of just the settling that you've seen? As far as the foundations having problems?
Well, in the interior of the house, we can definitely see cracked moldings. We can see panelings that are starting to crack. We'll see.
And these are things people could go look today. I mean, they could go home and look at a few of these things.
They most certainly can. Cracking of the interior, just kind of some normal cracks coming out of corners, light cracks, are real normal. Not settling, okay, but shrinkage of lumber. When a house is built, it's typically built with a little bit of green to it, and as it dries out, you'll tend to get a little bit of movement and a little bit of cracking. But if you're starting to see cracks that are bigger than 1/4 inch, if you're starting to see cracks that step actually like a stairs, especially in concrete or brickwork where they're actually stepping right on up, and especially if you get steps going opposite directions, that is definitely looking at some big problems.
Where else outside of that? I mean, we're talking about, you know, obviously, we're here with Jim Estrada talking about how foundations work. And, you know, Jim, if your house is having a foundation problem, is there cures for it? I mean, if we start seeing, you know, let's say I do notice that my stairs aren't the way they're supposed to be, or there's a crack running up the side of a wall or something like that. What options do people have to get these things fixed?
Well, one of the wonderful things about construction is anything can be fixed. It's just a function of what it's going to cost and what it's going to take to do it, okay? If we're getting lateral forces, meaning we have water against, say, a basement wall as an example, and we're getting horizontal cracks, okay, that's a big expense. We got to basically dig the ground back from the wall, put anchors back anywhere from 10 to 20 feet back, and basically pull the wall straight and then refill in the dirt. Okay. If we're actually sinking, then you're going to start driving piers. Okay. Piers will be going down into the ground until they get to something that is solid. And they can be metal piers. They can be helicoil type piers that they'll actually screw them down. But until they get to solid soil, they don't stop. And then they can jack the house up from that point.
What's really interesting about what you're saying in my mind is that you don't see the foundation every day. I mean, most people don't look at their foundation every time they come home. Maybe they look at their kid or their dog. But if you look at the walls or you look at these other things that actually do have some aesthetic appeal to your house, it's not necessarily the wall that's failing. It actually could be the foundation.
Most definitely could be your foundation. One of the things that are the easiest and really what I look at, because oftentimes most of the foundation is actually covered by dirt, okay? They push the dirt up against it, and I get a reasonable look at it down in the crawl space, but I don't get to see most of a foundation as a general rule. So I'm looking at things. Telltale signs are windows that are not opening properly, doors that are not opening properly or closing properly. When those things are starting to get pinched, and, you know, if it's just one door, it's no big deal. But if you're starting to notice, gosh, all my doors are getting kind of sticky. I got a bunch of windows that aren't really opening. If you ever see a window pane actually just cracking, okay, you're getting stresses from the foundation and things are starting to drop.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Again, that's Jim Estrada of Property Inspector LLC, one of the few companies that actually guarantees their inspections for their clients. And Jim, thanks so much again, because the foundation of a house really, it really ties in with your entire home. And it's not necessarily just the concrete that might be sitting under it, but as you alluded to, it could have something to do with your windows, your walls, or many other parts of your house. So